This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
We're going to cross straight out to the floor. Mitch Cleary with player agent Colin Young.
Thanks, Damo. He's just seen his client Bradley Hill officially get to Moorabbin. Now, Colin, you must be stoked.
Very happy for Brad and also for Fremantle, getting the trades done and what they wanted in return for the deal, so it was good.
We know the deal broke down at the start of last week. There was a bit of to and fro, a bit of stalemate between the Dockers and the Saints. Were you ever worried that this wasn't going to happen?
No, I've been doing it for nearly 20 years and Monday is always a bit of argy-bargy, so it's always the end result that you care about and, it wasn't much to worry about the first few days.
Now, guys, you just might have saw Brian Cook walk in, so the Cats might be up to something. We'll get to that in just a moment. Yeah. Another one of your clients, Blake Akers, he was thrown in as a cherry on top. When did that first get rolling and when did Blake first think that he maybe might have become a Docker?
It was pretty important for Fremantle towards the end. So, as I was saying before, it was a bit of light conversation early on with Fremantle, and St Kilda might expected that they might come for Blake, being a West Australian. And then Peter was clearly all about the picks for the club. And then at the last moment, the last few days, obviously Blake became important to the trade. So it happened pretty quick. Andrew McDougall, who looks after him directly, spoke to him last week saying we're hearing a bit of media noise, but we don't think it's on, but just prepare yourself, it could be on. And then yesterday, when it became pretty clear that it was, Andrew rang Blake, and Blake was working out at St Kilda at the gymnasium, and it was basically on from then, about 11:30 yesterday.
Just want to ask a couple of quick ones on your other clients. Sam Menegola got real hot over the weekend. There was a bit of talk that he was on his way out of the Cats. Anything to that?
No, not at all. That was clearly not true. That was just a bit of media speculation, and obviously being a West Australian, and it seemed from the outside like it could happen, but it was never going to happen, and he was never mentioned.
Chris Masson is a premiership player at the Eagles. Any interest in him?
At the moment, most of the clubs up there are all waiting to see what happens after trade, see what players are available that didn't make homes, and then once that finishes today, we'll start talking tomorrow.
And just the last one, Harley Bennell, your client, he was in Melbourne last week to meet with his surgeon.
Correct.
Any takers on that? I know it won't happen today, but any takers for beyond that as a delisted free agent?
Look, it's looking really promising. I reckon Harley would have spoke to about a half a dozen clubs in Melbourne, and I think in the next 2 weeks, he might fly back to Melbourne and have a few stronger chats, but it is looking promising at the stage.
Colin, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Back to you, Damo.
Colin Young here with Mitch Cleary. Mitch Cleary gone from being the rising star to the all-star, I reckon, in the past 12 months and dominating 2019 Telstra AFL trade period.